Scales of Empire. Dragon Empire Trilogy Volume 1. Written by Kylie Chan and read by Jennifer Valetti. The base commander flipped through a paper file on his desk, then glanced up at me.
Take a seat, Corporal.
Sir? I saluted, then perched uncomfortably on the hard plastic chair across the desk from him. The commander was a throwback to the old school. White, male, straight, educated, and oblivious. He'd never spoken to me before, and I doubted he even knew I existed before now. It must be serious for me to be in his office, although I couldn't recall any major recent infractions. The current cohort of recruits were no worse than usual, and as far as I knew, Sar Major wasn't pissed at me. I raised my chin, ready to take whatever he was about to throw at me.
"Exemplary record,"
he said, almost to himself as he flipped through the file.
"Only 24 years old and already assisting Sergeant Major Shirani to train the new recruits. Half African, half Chinese. Perfect."
I opened my mouth to correct him that I was Welsh, not African or Chinese, but let it go when he leaned his arms on the file and smiled at me, making me even more uneasy.
"What do you know about the Nippon Maru, Corporal?"
"Everyone knows about it. They're 2 years out from Captain B and close enough to do a thorough scan. It came back positive. They've confirmed that the planet is habitable. We received the message last week." I was surprised at the turn of the conversation, then felt a bolt of excitement at the implications. The whole world had been watching the Japanese generation ship's regular transmissions as it made its dramatic 300-year interstellar journey to the colonization planet. The oldest occupants of the ship were the 10th generation to be born aboard and were lauded as heroes on Earth. Their messages were full of determination to make the project succeed.
"Nobody believed they could do it,"
the commander said, closing the file.
"But it looks like they made it."
"So we're sending a ship now?" I said. The commander eyed me piercingly and I winced. I had to resist the urge to display more intelligence than my carefully crafted dumb grunt persona. The last thing I needed was attention from the higher-ups.
"What have you heard about this, Corporal?"
he said sternly. "Nothing more than what's on the network. But you just said I'm perfect. I'm mixed race, I'm smart and young, and as you said yourself, I have an exemplary record." I leaned forward to sense his emotions more closely. "Are you asking me if I want to go on the Spirit of Britannia?"
"How on earth do you know that's what it's called, girl?"